Baseball, we're officially in trade season after what happened with Devers yesterday.
Ooh, they kicked it off.
We'll get to it. A few ticket techs on the U.S. Open. I brought up the putt that Spawn hit. Great shot. Too bad it was one of only a handful of great shots all weekend. That course punished the golfers. We said, do you love it or do you loathe it? Texter says it's cool to see them have to be great under those conditions rather than the winner being 18 under. Mm-hmm. The amount of drama that was created because of the difficulty was awesome. That's Chad in a car. He says the lead changes throughout, the chip-ins, the shots that were created out of ridiculous lies. Loved every second of it.
Yeah.
Watching Oakmont break the golfers was fun and relatable. Rory had multiple epic club throws.
He did. There was one where he threw it at his bag and it actually bounced up and he caught it. But on Twitch, sports is about overcoming tough spots. It was tough.
Such an example of Cookies in his generation.
Yeah.
Needing bells and whistles. Wasn't enough birdies. Cry.
It's
got to
be pretty. It's got to be easy.
I liked the shot at the end. I would have liked a weekend of that. Did that make me soft?
Yeah.
I thought the one.
Because I wanted to see the great golfers be great. That's soft.
They were great.
The one unfair moment I thought was when Burns appealed and then did a double appeal. I thought he should have got relief. I thought that was unfair. I did. I mean, you saw how the ball went, and he was done after that.
Yeah.
It broke him.
The course broke a lot of people. I mean, Rory and the tossing, Scott putting at the end. No chance. He was broken.
There was this stat, which is kind of telling just how weird yesterday was. So, Spawn was the second player ever to shoot a 40 or more on the front nine and win.
Yeah, he bogeyed five of the first six holes on Sunday.
Yeah.
He shot two over and won the tournament. Two over Sunday and won the tournament. Texter says, give me beer league hockey on TV over the NHL. That's the Rieger argument. I want to see the best battle and look superhuman. Give me that instead. So there's the other side of this.
Yeah.
You want to watch Jeff Rieger's on the course?
No, I don't want to see Jeff Rieger do anything.
Fair. Devers trade. This isn't surprising in that we knew he was unhappy and something was wrong in Boston. But John, what a big deal. San Francisco adds one of the best bats in baseball for pennies. Yeah,
for pennies, and they get him for the next, including this year, I mean, eight more years after this.
Yeah, now they got to pay him a lot of pennies, but the trade itself was
right.
It was
they
a
didn't
dump.
Give up a lot.
Yeah, Boston just dumped his contract is what that trade amounted to.
Right, and so that's where you look and you say, okay, well, you know, they're not going to give a lot because they're taking on a monster contract for a guy. I'm not going to say questionable character, but that's why Boston was so willing to trade him is they were paying him $31 million a year. And they thought when somebody went down, that is enough money for you to step up and help the team while they needed it. And he didn't want to do it.
If we still owe you $250 million, we think you'd be a team guy because you're well compensated. There's a rift that goes back to spring training. He was not happy. He wanted out. Yeah. And Boston sent him out. He's a great bat, though. I mean, on base over 400, OPS over 900. The problem is he's a bad third baseman. He has to DH. And here's the irony of it. He will DH in San Francisco when Chapman's healthy.
Yeah.
They have a great gold glove third baseman out there in the Bay Area. He's going to be a DH for the contract that he signed. The thing he was unhappy with in Boston.
Who was more mad about the Bregman signing? Detroit fans or
Devers?
Devers.
It's a good question. What did you make of it, though? Like, did any part of you look at that and say the Tigers should have made that trade?
What? Yes and no.
Okay.
Would I love to add a one of the best bats in baseball? Yeah. Does he fill the exact need that the Tigers need? I mean, he's a left-handed bat.
Right. We want a right-handed bat.
We want a right-handed bat. He's not a great third baseman.
Right. We want someone with a glove over there. On that side of the infield.
And you're paying him $31 million a year.
For 8 years.
But I'm not going to sit there and say, it would be stupid to say I don't want a good bat in this lineup.
And you wouldn't have had to give up any of your top prospects.
Yeah. But you're committing to him for another 8 years.
Is culture part of it too? I mean, you asked Scott Harris about it. Do they worry about bringing in someone with an attitude?
I think that has to play a huge part of it. Especially when you're paying that guy that much money. Culture shouldn't be a question.
I'm not mad they didn't get Devers. You mentioned there's a bit of a square peg round hole here, but they do need to do something. Like we've officially kicked off buying season in Major League Baseball with the Devers deal.
That's what I saw when I saw this. Because all I saw was, it was looking at my phone, and all of a sudden I saw Red Sox deal Devers. And I thought, oh, is there a Detroit Tigers in this? And no, there wasn't. And so I wasn't necessarily brokenhearted that he wasn't in Detroit, but what it signaled to me was the start of trading season.
All right, the Devers deal shipped from Boston to the Bay Area. Buying season is here for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any FOMO? I feel like you missed out on Devers. And more importantly, as the deadline heats up here, what's the top priority for this baseball team? 248-539-9797.
Pitching first is probably my first want. Because of how this team is constructed, they really rely on their pitching. We saw it last year, even more so this year, but it's shifted a little bit. It's been the starting pitching that has been really good, you know, Skubal, Flaherty, and then trying to figure out when is Reese Olson going to be back, because he was good before he went on the IL. Casey Mize, is he going to get back to the way he was at the beginning? All these things we've talked about, but I really feel like the bullpen is where you need some juice. And I don't know, it's just one. It's probably a couple of additions.
Well, depending on the vest stuff, yeah.
Because of injuries, but it's also where you're going to give up the least for the big, I think that's the biggest bang for your buck.
Is adding arms.
Yeah.
A literal arms race.
Yes. Yes. And obviously, everybody is going to then say right-handed bat on the left side of the infield.
I've been saying it since the offseason. Tigers agreed with us. They pursued some guys. One they did add was Gleyber Torres, been very good.
Yeah.
Another would be great, especially on that left side of the infield. 248-539-9797. Texter says he would be a better DH than any DH we have. Should have gone after Devers.
Well, sure. I mean, he's a better hitter than Gary Carpenter.
I know the Devers trade was about clubhouse issues, but for me, this marks the beginning of a Boston selling spree. So it's a good day for the Tigers to trade for Bregman, Tim in a truck.
Exactly what I sent you guys last night. I'm like, is this the start of the fire sale in Boston?
Dream might be coming true.
Yeah.
One step at a time. Texter says they're giving Scott Harris two strikes for not getting involved in this trade. He's one of the best bats in the league at a position of need, and he went for pennies. We didn't get involved. Looks like Scott Harris does not care about winning.
I'm not going to say that yet. Do I have a fear of missing out on Devers? I don't know that I have a fear of missing out on him. I don't want to get to the trade deadline and have FOMO of missing out on all the best players.
Yeah, I'm cool with not adding Devers. Left-handed bat who can't play the field. He's an awful defensive third baseman. He's going to be a DH in the Bay. He'd be a DH here. He'd be a DH on most teams. If you don't add a DH, because instead you're going to add something more impactful for this baseball team.
Yeah.
All right. But if they don't, we are going to look back at this and go, damn, you could have had him for pennies. Eugenio Suarez makes a lot of sense for Detroit.
Yeah, we talked about him last week.
Cookies, John, I think the Tigers really need a third baseman. McKinstry last week or so has proved he's not a third baseman, and they definitely need bullpen arms, Bubba and Novi.
McKinstry is a utility guy. You can use him at third base. You can use him at short. You can use him in a lot of spots,
outfield.
But he's not going to be the best at any of those spots.
No.
So Suarez hit two more home runs this weekend. He's the one that I would proactively go after. He fits every single need they need over there. The bullpen's going to take a little more time to figure out, because you got to find out what's going on with Vest. I mean, God forbid if he goes to a 60-day IL or something like that, it's that impactful, you got a huge problem, because the starting pitching is getting pinched right now.
Yeah.
And now you're taking away the other end of the bullpen, the closer.
Right, you have left is the hairless wonder.
You're getting squeezed here, man. You're getting squeezed big time. And you got a starter right now in Flaherty who, you know, he was great for four starts, but bottom line is it's...
His ERA's over four now.
That getting into that sixth inning, so now you have a shorter bullpen, and then you don't have Olson, and you don't have Jobe, and Mize, you still got Mize.
Mm-hmm.
Is it crazy to say that the Tigers, who have the best record in the American League, have like three positions of need right now? Like, as good a baseball team as they are, we still could make a strong case to add that infield bat, that bullpen arm, and one more starter.
Well, yeah, and so that, I think it highlights my anger or frustration or depression after this loss to the Reds, the series loss to the Reds, because they do have needs. It's not been a secret that even going into the season, they had needs, but they've been able to win and amass this lead in division because they've played disciplined in the field, on the mound, at the plate, on the base paths. They've been aggressive, but they haven't cost themselves, and it felt like this weekend they did. And they didn't follow the formula that has allowed them to build this lead.
I mean, people, we need to be patient with the bullpen, because I remember last year when they first started getting hot, I cannot think of this guy's name. He was a lefty. I know he pitched.
Gunther?
No. I can't. This guy, I don't think he was on the team by the end of September. I cannot think of his name for the life of me. But you find these, my point is, you find these journeyman guys around the game that they could probably go snag somebody like that, bring them in here for a 2-week, month stint up to the All-Star break, eat some innings. People haven't seen him pitch, you know, in the rest of the league, and you can muster something out of it.
You can smoke and mirrors the bullpen, especially the way they do it with different pitch types and situations. Yeah. Sure. But if you lose Vest, I think Aroldis Chapman suddenly becomes a lot more appealing. If you want to replace that power velo guy, there's nobody better out there than Aroldis Chapman.
Right. If you lose your closer, that changes all the priorities.
Yes, everything gets shifted. I'm dying to know who this guy is. Look up last year's roster. 248-539-9797. Biggest priority for the Tigers as the deadline heats up. Devers trade is out there.
It was a left-handed pitcher?
On last year's team. We don't need to halt the whole show for it.
No. But
he can bring it up as we go here. But you say bullpen, pitching really as a whole.
Yeah, Brian Sammons?
Yes!
Didn't have to hold up the whole
show. Remember him?
Yes.
He got some important innings for the Tigers when they first started coming back.
Yeah, it was our obsession with fish at that point in the season.
I remember doing that. Yes. Yes. Who pitched last night? Sammons, and you were playing the walleye.
We got Trout on the roster.
Y'all fish team, let's go.
Let's do it.